This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Last night was the Governor's Sale of Champions at the Illinois State Fair. 4 years ago, $100,000 would have purchased almost every animal in the sale. Proceeds from the 2010 sale totaled $102,500. Last night, that amount of money would purchase only one animal. For the first time in the sale's long history, an animal sold for a six-figure sum when AT&T, Monsanto, and DeKalb Asgro combined to bid $100,000 for 12-year-old Shaylee Varner's Grand Champion crossbred steer. The price easily surpassed the former record of $62,000, which was set only a year ago and was one of four records broken during the sale. In all, the event raised an astounding $260,095 for not only the junior producers who raised the champion animals, but also for the 4-H and FFA programs, which each received 10% of the proceeds. There were two 4-H'ers in the auction from our listening area out in Pike County. Sarah Brown is in her last year of 4-H. Her rabbits are her longest-running 4-H project. Last year, she held the reserve place ribbon. This year, she said all her years of hard work finally paid off.
To be quite honest, I didn't believe it at first. In fact, when the judge was trying to hand me the award, I kept asking him, "Are you sure? Are you sure?" And it was just, I don't think I was thinking about it really. I was too excited, and I was really thrilled and honored to win it.
Now tell us about your background with your rabbits as a 4-H project.
Well, I actually started with a Netherland dwarf, which is a very small breed of rabbit. It has nothing to do with the meat pens. You would never use them for that. And then it just kind of led from there. I really love the rabbit hobby, and I've raised a few different breeds over the years. And the New Zealands, I think, make excellent meat pens, and so I've bred them now for about the last 4 years. So I have the parents of these and the grandparents and great-grandparents. So I've actually gotten used to the line, and I think that really helped me win this year. I had the reserve grand champion last year, and that was the closest I'd gotten. Years before that, I was always third or fourth or somewhere very close, but never quite this far.
And you mentioned that this is your last year in 4-H, right?
Right. I've been in 4-H for 12 years, and this was the last one. And I'm the youngest of four, so if I didn't make it this year, it wasn't going to happen. So.
Well, that's great. Way to go out with a bang. I take it that you're rather excited to sell in the governor's auction tonight, and kind of a good way to celebrate the end of your 4-H career.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't be happier, and I couldn't be more excited about it. I know I've been sitting in the Hall of Champions with all the other winners and just seeing them and seeing how they are with their animals and everything. I got to say, I think everyone's done a great job this year. Everything looks great.
For other showers out there, young 4-H'ers who are maybe starting up with a rabbit project and hoping to be in your shoes one day, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them to not get disappointed with not winning your first year. I would definitely stick with it. That's what I've done. It took my family 10 years for me to get here, so I gotta say, just keep with it and keep at it. And if you have fun with it and you love it, then the ribbon's just icing on the cake.
And what are you going to do with the winnings that you get tonight from the governor's auction?
Well, I really want to buy a car, but mostly so I can get from Jacksonville to Springfield so I can go to St. John's College of Nursing.
Brown sold her market pen of rabbits for $6,000 to AgriVest and Rex and Carolyn Evans. While Sarah Brown's advice to younger 4-H'ers was to not get discouraged by not winning in your first years, that's not a piece of advice Brandon Musgrave, owner of the Land of Lincoln Grand Champion Steer, has to follow. This is his third year in 4-H, and although he's been showing cattle since he was six, this is his first time exhibiting in the junior show at the state fair, and he said Land of Lincoln Grand Champion is exactly what he was hoping for.
Well, I've been working for this all summer, and just my goal was to do this and win Land of Lincoln. So the get that I was Land of Lincoln, I was just thrilled.
So I take it showing is kind of a family thing?
Yes.
Do you have older siblings, younger siblings?
I have a little brother, Adam, he's 9, and I have a little brother, Ben, who's 3.
Well, you've certainly set the bar high for them when they get to be showing age.
Yeah.
And tell me, what are you hoping to do later on in your 4-H career? Are you hoping to keep showing beef cattle?
Yeah, I hope to keep showing beef cattle. And I've done pigs before, but I don't think I'm going to do pigs anymore. But I'm going to do cattle. Do a lot of beef.
Focus on the cattle?
Yeah.
All right, and tell me a little bit about your steer.
Well, he was born last year on April 26th, I think. And he's been in an air-conditioned room called the cooler for all his life. And it's like 56 degrees in that room, and it helps him grow hair. And the judge looks for like a lot of hair on him, so that's why he's in there. And he weighs 1,430 pounds, and his name is Leonard, and he's a purebred Hereford.
And tell me a little bit about your family's operation. How many steers do you have?
Well, I've shown in 4-H for 3 years, so I had a steer last year and a year before that. So this will be my third steer I've owned, and we live on a farm and we raise Angus cattle. We have about 300 head of Angus cattle, and we have a bull sale with about 70 bulls and 40 females each spring on St. Patrick's Day, and we do a little bit of grain farming.
Brandon Musgrave sold his Hereford steer for a record $56,300 to Bruce and Diana Rauner. Other record holders from last night's auction included the Grand Champion Weather, shown by Brooke Reiner from Alexis, selling for $21,000 to North American Midway Entertainment, Friends of Brooke Reiner, Channel Seed, Matt Rep Memorial Scholarship, and a buyer who wished to remain anonymous. The Grand Champion Land of Lincoln Barrow, shown by Grant Kiefer from Livingston, sold for $53,000 and was purchased by Terry Duffy and CME Group. And of course, once again, the Grand Champion Steer, shown by Shaley Varner of Morris, sold for $100,000 and was purchased by AT&T, Monsanto, and DeKalb Asgrow. Again, last night's auction brought in a total of $2,600,095. The youth who sold the animals got 80% of the auction price, with the other 20 being split evenly to the 4-H and FFA organizations. Tommy Justison, State FFA Vice President from Hillsboro, was at the auction last night. He went over what the FFA Foundation does with their 10%.
A lot of it goes back to our foundation, and the foundation supports plaques, and it also goes back to making sure that each individual chapter has enough money to run on, and it goes into the incentive funding so that chapters can continue to grow their members and also make sure that the members are well awarded for all the achievements that they've had.
All right, very good. Tommy, any final thoughts before we go here for the evening?
One thing again, we just want to thank everyone for coming. We want to thank all the supporters. We are a great student-led organization, and we try to stress our leadership and career growth, but without sponsors such as tonight, we would not be able to do such things, so we really appreciate it.
Again, that was State FFA Vice President Tommy Justison expressing his gratitude for all of those who came out to support the 2014 Governor's Sale of Champions last night at the Illinois State Fair. The Dairy Building is a common stop for many at the Illinois State Fair, mostly to look at the butter cow. I spoke with Marla Behrens of the Midwest Dairy Association about what's going on in the Dairy Building this year.
It's doing very well. Obviously, the rain has kind of hurt sales, but the cool temperatures have made everybody's, fair-going day a lot nicer. We did have a little warm temperatures, but everything's been going very well, and we appreciate everybody that does come out and support our Illinois State Fair, and particularly when they show up at the Dairy Building.
And I think everybody comes to the Dairy Building to see one big thing, and that would be the butter cow.
That's right. The butter cow is a great asset for the Dairy Building. It's put up by the Illinois dairy farmers on behalf of their checkoff dollars and the Illinois State Fair. We are very proud to have the rotating case so that you can see a full view of 360 degrees as far as a full view of the cow. And that's about 12 years that Sharon has been coming to the State Fair. And I think the case is 10 years old at this point.
And in addition to the butter cow, you have a whole bunch of dairy products. And something interesting that you just showed me is chocolate cheese.
That's right. A lot of people don't realize, but we do sell cheese here at the Dairy Building. And we sell the Colby's and some Swiss and some various ones. But the unique one, and I guess it's because it's one of my favorites, and that's chocolate cheese. It's 100% natural. It's a pasteurized processed cheese. With chocolate and walnuts. And so it's basically made out of a cheddar. It has a lot of other ingredients in it. but it is very smooth. And I always say, ladies, instead of asking for flowers, maybe for Valentine's Day, chocolate cheese and strawberries and a nice bottle of Illinois wine makes a wonderful Valentine's gift that you can both enjoy. But it's really good. It's got corn syrup and cornstarch in it, but it's just, for some reason, has a real smooth texture, much smoother than even most of your fudges.
All right, well, very interesting. I'm sure a lot of people will be interested to come check that out and look at all the other cheese products. What else is going on in the Dairy Building this year?
Well, the one thing I'd like to showcase, we do have the four champion cheeses, and we could not put the Dairy Building together without the fantastic support of the local co-ops and cheese companies. We're down to just around 700 dairy farmers in the state, and those farmers produce a wonderful product. We are a milk deficit state, but we're very fortunate to have over 200 processing companies of dairy products. So they're bringing milk in from other states here, and we are selling on the commodity sale of champions will be Schulzberg, who made this chocolate cheese, but also they have the grand champion Baby Swiss, and that had a perfect score of 95, and that is kind of the typical Swiss flavor, they said, the judges. And, of course, the mozzarella, you know about that. That's on all the pizzas. And so that makes it like the second most consumed cheese because of its use. And it had a perfect score of 95. And that one was sent in as an entry by Foremost Farms USA. And so those are both cooperatives owned by dairy farmers. And then actually the Swiss Valley Farms, another cooperative, has the final two, and that's the champion cream cheese, and the fourth and final one is a Mazdam, and it's a Swiss-like cheese, kind of a version of another Swiss, and it got a score of 94. So again, just a great showing of cheeses from our companies this year. We have free games here, of course, for the kids, and if they spell, we have letters here for them to pick up, and if they can spell milk or cheese or yogurt or dairy, but something of the dairy industry, they'll receive a free glass of milk of whatever flavor they want, white or chocolate, I should say. And then, of course, they get to ring the bell. So we pride ourselves that this is a family building, and we just want the kids to know how important it is to eat healthy. We have one of our games, and it features the My Plate. Of course, you know, the USDA and the requirements are that you would eat three servings of low-fat milk or dairy a day, and then of course all of your others. So we have a game over there where the kids can literally pick their foods, they can make a breakfast, they can make a lunch or a dinner, and of course earn letters as well. So we really have one-on-one interaction. This year we're proud to say that we also have a Fuel Up to Play 60 football game, and we had that made. And basically, when you throw it, again, just to get the kids to know that they can do simple games, but again, it's moving activity for 60 minutes a day, plus eating healthy. And of course, the dairy farmers, you know, are a sponsor with the NFL of the Fuel Up to Play 60.
Well, it sounds like there is plenty going on to come check out and see in the Dairy Building. And the Dairy Building has been an important part to the Illinois State Fair for many years. Is that right?
It is. This building is a historical building, over 100 years old. I will have to say we're hoping that everybody will put in some good words, that we get a new roof, because it really has focused this year. The shingles are very, very bad, and it's getting to the point that you can kind of see, you know, some leakage on the inside. So if they don't replace a roof in here, I'm afraid we're going to lose one of our historical buildings. So we are asking that they would come through for that, as far as some rehab money from the state, because I'd hate to lose a historical venue here, but I know things are tight all over. And speaking of that, one of the programs that we've come up with, the milk processors, and that is the Great American Milk Drive. And we feature it here. You can pick up materials on it, but you can text or go online to the Great American Milk Drive. And when you actually fill that in and make a donation, then that particular zip code, that money, your donation, will be funneled with coupons to that local food bank through the Feeding America. So this is a way you can do it at home, but you can do it at the state fair, wherever, but you're going to be able to localize it and help somebody at home. So again, that's really very important, because they're saying like 56 million people are in need of food, and so many people are out of work. They're doing that, and then basically in doing that, you know, we also help teach them that they need to keep dairy in. Could you even guess maybe how much dairy somebody would get through a feeding bank?
I could not guess, actually.
1 gallon. And that's not 1 gallon a week, not 1 gallon a month, but that's 1 gallon a year. And that's typically what they would get if they go through feeding banks. And so we've made visits. In fact, the one at the big feeding bank in Chicago by Midway, we visited with their manager, Kate Maher, and she basically said that, you know, milk and dairy products are like gold because it's so hard to get them to it. So she's really happy that the milk processors have done this. Now, when we did the kickoff in Chicago, the Prairie Farms donated the first 500 gallons, and of course all the other processors have come forward and have been donating money as well. But that was the original kickoff, and what we can really use is you at home actually, you know, making a donation online, and those coupons will be sent out to the local Feeding America food bank. So we not only have fun here at the State Fair, we hope that you have a great time, a great family experience in eating some of our wonderful products, or you can also just help out somebody.
All right. Well, Marla, any final thoughts before we go here?
Just come to the State Fair. I know your listening area, you're very close, and I'm sure many people do come down here. But if it's by chance that you're thinking, oh, maybe not, you know, I'd really love you to come because so many people, not just us here in the Dairy Building, but so many people work so hard all year long to put the State Fair together. And it's our showcase of agriculture in the state of Illinois. So I hope that everybody takes pride in it and comes out here, because if we don't take care of it and we don't keep it going, our kids and our grandchildren are not going to have it. And I know that all of us in 4-H and FFA have very fond memories of the State Fair. So I just ask that everybody come out, enjoy it, have a great day, and make it a family affair and make a lot of memories.
Again, that was Marla Behrens with the Midwest Dairy Association. That's all for this afternoon's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.